This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite the fact that a U.S. government shutdown has been averted, another week of turmoil seems to be in the making on Capitol Hill. A conservative legislator has promised to be relentless in his efforts to oust Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Far-right conservatives aren't happy that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached out to Democrats to pass the temporary funding bill. Ousting him is now a top priority for conservative Republican Representative Matt Gaetz.
In January, to get the speakership, Kevin had to agree to certain guardrails on spending. America's lawmakers take one up or down vote on the funding of the entire government. That is crazy. That is the reason we're $33 trillion in debt. We want to move to single subject spending bills. He made that commitment. He broke it.
McCarthy's response was defiant. Political scientist Oscar Pocasangre noted that more political instability could hurt the United States' credibility as well as its economic standing. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The Kurdistan Workers' Party, listed as a terror group by Turkey and its Western allies, claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in the Turkish capital on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony says that the attackers were killed and that the injured are two people.
The foreign ministers from the EU's 27 member countries have converged on the Ukrainian capital for an unannounced informal meeting that officials say would review the bloc's support for Ukraine and discuss President Volodymyr Zelensky's proposed peace formula. The US, the EU and the UK have provided massive support to Ukraine, enabling it to stand up to the Kremlin's attack. But uncertainty has set in over how long Kyiv's allies will keep sending it billions of dollars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And that's on Europe's top diplomats gathering in Kyiv in a display of support for Ukraine's fight against Russia. This is VOA News. Nigeria is offering wage raises to state workers as major strikes loom. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Nigeria on Sunday announced a temporary wage increase for government workers, a three-month income subsidy for 15 million poor households, and a pause in a value-added tax on diesel as the government sought to prevent an indefinite strike in 2 days. After meeting with the government on Sunday, unions will on Monday take the proposal to their affiliates, who will decide whether to press on with the strike or suspend it, the president of the largest labor federation told reporters. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Serbia is denying reports of troop buildup near Kosovo. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery with more.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić is rejecting U.S. and EU reports of a military buildup along the country's border with Kosovo. In the wake of rising tension in the Balkan region after a recent deadly shootout, Vučić says reports of increased military presence are untrue, complaining of a campaign of lies against his country. Kosovo's government says it's monitoring Serbian military presence from three different directions and is urging its neighbor to pull back troops and demilitarize the border area. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The UN Security Council is scheduling a vote for a resolution that would authorize a one-year deployment of an international force to help Haiti quell a surge in gang violence and restore security so the troubled Caribbean nation can hold long-delayed elections. The U.S.-drafted resolution obtained by the Associated Press on Saturday welcomes Kenya's offer to lead the multinational security force. It makes clear this would be a non-UN force funded by voluntary contributions. The resolution would authorize the force for 1 year with a review after 9 months. New York State Attorney General Letitia James sued Donald Trump and the former president and his family business, the Trump Organization, in September 2022. Now the former U.S. president faces numerous legal troubles as he seeks a Republican nomination in the 2024 presidential election, with a court appearance scheduled for this Monday. Recapping one of our top stories, despite the fact that a U.S. government shutdown has been averted, another week of turmoil seems to be in the making on Capitol Hill. A conservative legislator has promised to be relentless in his efforts to oust Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.